子，拉肚子，感冒。
A cold, to catch a cold.
感冒，感冒。
It's grammar time.
Let's move on to our grammar section for today, then.
All right. At the beginning of this lesson, we introduced you to a very common general word meaning to hurt, which was
疼.
And we also said that there's another commonly used word which also means essentially the same thing. What is that word?
痛.
Can we hear that once more?
痛.
Now, these two words are very similar. And if you see the characters, even, they're also quite similar. It's easy to get them mixed up.
是的.
Right. And while they're used relatively interchangeably, there are some interesting differences between the two that we'd like to talk to you about today. First of all, 疼 is commonly used in northern China, while 痛 is more commonly used by people of the southwestern regions.
And I'm from Beijing, so I pretty much all the time I use 疼.
Right, so in this case, it comes right down to personal preference for usage of this word.
是的. So 疼不疼 and 痛不痛 are basically meaning the same thing.
Say the first one again.
疼不疼.
Okay, does it hurt or not?
Or 痛不痛.
Again, does it hurt or not? Now, the second level of difference between these two words is that our first word,
疼,
is often related to specific concrete physical pain and pains that can be seen, such as
手上的伤口很疼.
The wound on my hand hurts a lot.
手上的伤口很疼.
So what about 痛?
痛 here not only can be used to complain about some sort of physical pain, it's also associated with a sort of a psychological pain or emphasize on the feelings or emotional pains, I think.
Oh, okay. So can you give us a word as an example?
A common word, 心痛.
Okay, 心痛. 心 is the word for heart. 心痛, 痛, used most likely to express feelings of heartbreak rather than, you know, the physical pain to one's heart.
So if your girlfriend has dumped you, Canon, you probably use this word, 心痛.
Yeah, as long as you weren't the one who dumped her first. Now, we have the word 心痛. Can we put 心 and 疼 together?
Yeah, sure we can. That's another word, 心疼.
Right, and this word, it expresses a feel of sort of sympathetic anxiety. For instance,
他很心疼他的车.
He takes great care of his car.
他很心疼他的车.
So in this case, you can't say 心痛, because 心痛 is more likely to express a deep sadness or a sorrow towards something. For example,
父亲的死让他很心痛.
His father's death left him heartbroken.
父亲的死让他很心痛.
Okay, these sentences are getting a little too dark for me. I think this is too serious of an atmosphere for a podcast.
Maybe we should just stop here.
Yeah, I think so. Today, we've learned a few words for common illnesses in Chinese, using words like
疼
and
痛.
Right.
And now the audio review. Audio review.
好久不见.
Long time no see.
疼.
To hurt.
头疼.
Headache.
牙疼.
Toothache.
嗓子疼.
Sore throat.
发烧.
Run a fever.
拉肚子.